With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Osweiler setting up a pass to the right side. Jarrell Freeman's got him, and he gobbles him up. No chance at all. Well read as Lamar Miller is dropped for a 6-yard loss.
He's pretty good as a Bear, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Jarrell Freeman? He's pretty good. Yeah. He's on Twitter at Jarrell Freeman. And there were consecutive tweets here that are really all you need to know about why we are looking forward to having a conversation with Jarrell Freeman. So the first tweet says, "Damn, Fangio is a big loss. Wow." The very next tweet has got a retweet of the Chicago Bears hiring of Chuck Pagano and says, "Great pickup. I love me some Chuck." And Jarrell, these are not mutually exclusive. Both things can be true, can they not?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
What's the biggest difference, Jarrell, in playing for Vic's defense and playing in Chuck Pagano's defense? I get that they're pretty similar, but where are the biggest differences, specifically for your position while you played it?
Chuck was our head coach, and, you know, Greg Vanesco was our D coordinator over there, but it was a lot of stuff that he ran over there, Baltimore and everything. But I think, of course, both of them run a 3-4 and everything, but I think Vic is more of a guy that lets those dogs eat up front with the four men, and I'm sure it's pretty easy when you got 9-4, 9-6, 5-2, you know, on their front line. But I think Chuck is going to blitz a lot more, be a lot more multiple. It's going to be exciting to see what he does on third down. You never know. Week to week, it's going to be something different, some crazy, a lot of different pressures and everything. But I think Vic is more of a guy that the way he calls, I mean, when he calls up a blitz, it works out. He's like a mad scientist when it comes to blitzes. But he likes letting those four hunt up front, then play coverage behind it. The play calling is a little more, I guess, conservative compared to Chuck, what I'm thinking, but the style of play was just so aggressive. I mean, of course, you guys saw it, pretty aggressive. I think Chuck's, like I said, especially on third and long and everything, is the play calling is going to be a lot more aggressive, is my feeling about it.
In some of these pressures, does that mean man behind and you really have to trust Prince Amukamara and Kyle Fuller, or is there zone behind or some combination of both depending on the situation?
It's going to be a combination of everything. I mean, in some coverages, zone's going to look like man. Man's going to look like zone. It just depends. You can pass a lot of the stuff off where everything kind of looks the same. But that kind of happened in Vic's defense also whenever we blitzed. It could be a man or it could be a fire zone, and it end up playing the same if you played man-to-man, if you played the zone blitzes. So, but he's pretty multiple when it comes to that. He's a pretty good coach. He's been a pretty good coach. So, yeah, I'd say it's going to be pretty multiple. Man, fire zone, little trap coverage, yeah.
Talking with former Bears linebacker Jarrell Freeman. Jarrell played for both Vic Fangio and Chuck Pagano in his NFL career. How do you feel Vic is going to do as a head coach? I personally, Jarrell, I feel like he's got a couple of things going against him in Denver. What with John Elway working, a quarterback situation that might not resolve itself, and all those things are his worries now as head coach. But I do like his, you know, I mean, the ability to do the job seems there. I wonder if you feel the same way.
I mean, I believe so, especially, I mean, he's going from the Bears defense to going to Denver, and you go from Khalil Mack to Von Miller. So, I mean, that's pretty good on the defensive side. They've developed a pretty good defense over there. Offensively wise, they've been working. I know they let Demarius go or whatever, but they have some talent over there. I think Vic is going to do a pretty good job. He's definitely good at attention to detail, and he's definitely going to get those guys going. I mean, I enjoyed Vic while I was playing over there. He's more of a reserved guy, little humor out every once in a while, but it looks. But I think Chuck is more of a. I wouldn't say brash, but he's more goofy, fun-loving players. You know, players gonna love playing for him. He's just out there goofing off. When it is time to get to business, he's gonna get to business, man. He's always been a great coach. Especially when I was in Indy, I love playing for him.
Chuck seems more extroverted and more sort of typically coachy. You know, he's got that whole thing going. Where Vic to me seems, we know he's a truth teller, and we know that he doesn't like to BS guys. You say there's, you know, occasionally there's, you know, some self deprecating humor in there a little bit. I wonder about the personality fit in the building, what it's going to be like to go from somebody who is, you know, kind of laid back and, you know, almost like a science teacher who just happens to be coaching football, where Pagano's just more typically coachy.
Yeah, so, Pagano's different. Yeah, he's coachy, but and I guess Vic is definitely more reserved. Like I said, reserved, mad scientist, sit back, analyze, and everything. But I think both of them have survived a long time because both of them can coach, and players love to play for him. Chuck, like I said, I think Chuck is like a John Fox guy with the humor and joking around with the guys. But I mean, he's a truth teller also. When something needs to be said or things need to go down, I mean, he's right there. He's going to be the first one to hold some guys accountable. You know, he's going to let guy's personality show. You can be who you want to be out there, but you better find yourself getting the job done, or he's going to let you know about it.
We're talking with former Bears linebacker Jarrell Freeman, who has played for former Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, now the head coach of the Denver Broncos, and for current just named defensive coordinator of the Bears, Chuck Pagano, who was the head coach with the Indianapolis Colts when Jarrell was there. We think that Pagano was going to be on the sidelines as defensive coordinator when Vic was up in the booth. How does that change the relationship with a defense when, during a game, either the head of your side of the ball is there to look in your eyes, or he's only doing it at halftime and after the game?
It doesn't matter whether you're in the box or down on the field. If a point needs to be made, it's going to be made. I don't care if you got to get on the phone and talk to him personally, or your position coach is going to relay the message to you. I had it both ways. I had it when my defensive coordinator was down on the field with Greg Minuski there in Indy, and then with Vic up in the box. It really doesn't matter. If there's a point to be made, it's going to be made.
Jarrell, I know Chuck was your head coach while you were in Indianapolis, but one of the things I've read about Pagano specifically in the last day or so has been his willingness to get players involved, like have their thoughts on what this matchup looks like or what they can do in a defense, or just kind of overall getting them involved in scheme and game plan. Did you experience any of that while playing for the Colts? Were you guys asked to participate in a way that was different than other places in your career?
Well, you got to understand, I came from Canada before then, so
yeah.
it was a lot of team stuff there. but yes, I did experience that. I guess if a coach is out there, he's coaching. He's not one of those guys that sit there and coach off film. Look, you should have did this. You should have did that. He gets the input from guys, and he lets the guys. Okay, watching film. How do you see this? How do you see that? Okay, I see it like this. But if you guys see it like that, if you want to play it like that, that's fine. You just better get the job done. So yeah, he gives you a little freedom out there. But if it doesn't work, if it takes one time and it doesn't work, you better be doing it his way. But yeah, he gives you a lot of freedom. If you, especially as a veteran, I mean, you got some great vets over there in Chicago, so it makes it easy. I mean, he goes to a defense with that front seven, which is probably the best front seven in the NFL. And you got some good lockdown corners, some savvy guys out there that know when and when not to take chances. So I think he's going to go in and trust those guys and just allow them to see things and play it like they see it.
What do you think of Roquan Smith?
I think that was a very good use of a first-round pick. I'd say. it's exciting to watch that guy. It's exciting to watch him play with Danny. You can see the report that they've already developed. It was, yeah, it's good. I love seeing good linebacker play, and that kid plays it, man. It's no question about it. I mean, I don't know if you see me live tweeting sometime with those guys out there making plays. The kid's everywhere. He's coming in. You see him playing. He plays like he's been there for a few years. So it is good to see. Like I said, I love seeing good linebacker playing. He's definitely a guy that's going to be there for a good long time, carrying that torch for the Chicago Bear linebackers.
Given how smooth everything was for him getting into his rookie season, what should we look for in his second year to get better? Like, where are the ways, the little nuances where he's going to get better and we're going to notice it most?
I'd say just understanding coverages and, like, working with the guys. If you've been, I mean, Pace has been really good about developing the defense. If you got guys that keeps coming back year after year, I think everybody's pretty much coming back on defense. So developing that rapport with the guys, able to play like the mans and the fire zones and like I said the cover twos and all that. If guys are able to see things, everything is just so much smoother. I know the verbiage might be different coming in with defense to defense, but once you get the coverage down and understand the numbers and the words and everything, it's going to be. I think he's going to take another step. I mean, the kid's going to be good, man. With everybody around him, I think he'll be a Pro Bowler for the year after year. I mean, he's definitely got that opportunity.
Even with the second defense in 2 years, I mean, obviously the terminology might be similar and some of the assignments could be similar, but if that position room is different, if the film work is a little bit different, is it going to, how much of an adjustment will it be for him as a second year pro to have new words, new terms, new teachers?
I just think experience is the best teacher. And regardless of what defense you're in, I think all of that stuff will get ironed out in the off season. Like with the coverages and verbiage and all that. I mean, they're going to go over time after time after time again. There's so many times that you're going to go back to the beginning and install everything again and go back to the beginning and install it again, where the verbiage will be second nature. So, I mean, once they get in, I mean, like I said, the third downs, first downs and all that kind of stuff, they're pretty much the same defense. I think there might be one or two coverages that I don't know if Chuck and them run, but I'm sure they run a version of it. But, yeah, I mean, as soon as they get the verbiage down, I mean, they're just going out there and playing. And he's been playing at a high level ever since he got in the league.
What's post-football like for a Jarrell Freeman right now? How has the adjustment been for you to become a former player?
I mean, I just got done changing a diaper. I mean, if anybody wants to come over and help me out, you know.
As long as it's not yours. As long as it's someone else's diaper, I'm fine.
Exactly. Yeah, man. I got a four-month-old crazy little kid running around here now, man. He's just rolling around now. He hasn't learned to crawl, but he does roll now. But he's a cute kid, man. I'm just daddy daycaring it right now, business-wise, you know. I'm an old Texas guy, so, you know, I'm cattle and oil right now, you know, doing a little bit of real estate. But, yeah, it's been pretty good for retirement.
Nice. And you can still watch the game and enjoy it and not feel the pangs of, I got to get back out there and the juice are still flowing. But it sounds like you've been watching plenty of football.
Oh, I watch plenty of them. Yeah, I love football. It's different being a fan, though. You have a more tendency to have a heart attack being a fan than a player. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much. It's the highs and lows of a game, man. It's definitely different on this side. And those guys that I play with in Chicago and in Indianapolis, and you know how you got free agency and cuts and guys go to different teams. You start rooting for players, also rooting for teams. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's different, man. That's for sure. But now I don't really have the itch of doing anything. I'm enjoying being on the couch and rolling around and playing with my little guy, man.
And if you're a cattleman and oil man, you better have the giant hat. You're not allowed to be a Texas cattle rancher and oil baron unless you have a huge hat.
I'm one of the new guys. You know what I mean? I don't have the hats. I mean, I might have a little ball cap on.
Okay,
you know, I got the boots. You know the coveralls, all that. When I gotta go mess with the cows out there. Yeah, it's definitely a different life. It's I thought the life changer was going to the NFL, but it's definitely working with oil and catalyst.
Wow.
It's definitely an eye-opening experience and a life-changing experience.
Yeah, this is peak Texas right here. We're throwing a little bit of brisket. I think we got peak Texas
here. We got it going. Come on over, man. Hey, throw the grill on. Throw it on the grill, man.
Jarrell, we certainly appreciate you taking the time and giving us the insight today. This is fun.
Oh, no question. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me.
That is Jarrell Freeman, the former Chicago Bear, about his former coaches.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.